Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So, Howler, after surprising me with a surprise guest last week, I think everybody kind of like Johnny Knuckles, right? I mean, he seemed to enjoy himself.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and we even had another gentleman offer to come on in the future, so we're trying to set that up. So,
I've got one too. Yeah. Did you get yours? I got mine.
Yeah, so you know, I enjoy. I mean, until we hear differently,
yeah, people don't enjoy. Mine's in the UK though, so I don't know how it's going to work out. I mean, he's going to be about, I don't know, what is he, 7 hours off, 6 hours off, 7 hours off, 6 or 7 for you, probably 7 or 8 for me, depending on the.
Yeah, it's something like that. I write with some people in the UK, and it's always an adventure, but I think you know we were before we got on here, we were kind of talking about some untimely passings, and we kind of mentioned former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins passing under
a terrible night jogging on the interstate. That is
doing something on the
that's
interstate.
That's rough. Yeah. I mean, that is not something that you should take lightly. I mean, that I don't know where the interstate, where was he at?
He was in Florida somewhere.
Okay. Well, you know what I've found? Anything east of Illinois, you cannot mess around on the interstate. Okay. Just because
there's no interstate I'd want to
Nobody's
try to cross.
Nobody's gonna blow the whistle and save you. And you can't slide fast enough to get underneath apparently a dump truck. Is that what it said? A dump truck?
Yep. A dump truck.
I thought maybe at first it was just somebody, a slain. Remember they had Refrigerator Perry? I thought dump truck was some lineman that I'd never heard of and
oh God.
I thought it was minor being dramatic on this story, but no, he has apparently met his demise, and we'll pray for him as we do for everybody.
Yeah, I was a little bit looking forward to seeing if he might win the job for the Steelers since Roethlisberger retired. So it's kind of kind of sad. And anytime you see a young person, especially somebody that you kind of feel like you know, because we watched him for years at Ohio State. So,
right.
Yeah. Well, and a guy, anytime that somebody public, it's kind of shocking.
Well, I seen they were beating up the old man who said something about him staying
Gilbrand.
In school.
Gilbrand.
Who's that guy?
He was a real famous scout and executive, and I think most famously for the Dallas Cowboys.
And he's 80 something.
He's like 91.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I was telling you that Jack Higgins died. You didn't know who that was.
And I did not
certainly
know.
Won't know who Henry Patterson is. And he was 92 when he passed yesterday. So, you know what's weird about those guys? I'm going to read about him here. Early life, Belfast, Ireland. I mean, growing up in Belfast back in the day was probably hard enough, right?
Oh, yeah. I've heard some stuff, yeah.
But to live through, went to London School of Economics. Interesting. But to just grow up, if you were born in 29, so wow. He lived through some stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And a dump truck and the interstate did not kill him. So there's something to say about the raw common sense that people in their 90s have, right?
Seemingly, yeah. I mean, it would, well, think about it. It to live that long, you probably have had to make some pretty good decisions. Unless you're in the Rolling Stones.
Think about that. He's got to live our life almost all the way over again. So everything we've been through, and we've got to do it all over again. Because I figure I got, what, 25, maybe 30 tops, 21, 20, between 20, 25, you know, left, right?
Well, look, I think so, you know, and we've talked about David Allen Coe being around him, and he's in his mid-80s, and I'm just like, I can't imagine 35, 37 more years.
Yeah, but he took better care of himself than we did. So, now there's something to be said about copious amounts of alcohol.
Well, he did not.
Smoke he didn't do crazy women. Because what crazy, happens is...
You got plenty of crazy women.
What happens is it either kills you soon or you survive. Right? So he has ran the gauntlet. What was that movie? Running Man, where the world's out to kill him or whatever. You know what I mean? Before Wait, there was
is
all
it running? Is it Running Man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, where they're all in the... Okay.
It was like... It was
With
like,
Richard Dawson?
What's the one all the kids watched a few years ago? I didn't watch
Oh,
it.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Dude, I
Hunger
can't believe
Games.
You haven't seen that. And I said, you know, there's something about teenagers fighting to the death. I just don't watch.
You're talking about Hunger Games, right?
Yes. Running Man was the Hunger Games before there was a Hunger Games.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean, he had some kind of, you know, didn't he have to, it was a dystopic deal where he was in there and he had to.
Well, Running Man, I think, was a game show hosted by Richard Dawson was the guy, and he played a game show host. And I think that's. All those guys had to make it through, and if you did, you won, right?
Right, and then, So it looks like the first time it was done in 63. Did you know that?
What, Running Man?
Uh-huh.
So Running Man that we grew up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, was a remake?
Yeah, it was a 63 novel that was done in 63 in British film. It was done in 81 in Canadian TV. It was a working title in 83 for an Australian TV release. And then it looks like the South Koreans, Arnold Schwarzenegger did it in 87. So that'd have been us because we would have been 16 at the time. Running Man, and the Koreans did it in South Korea. The North Koreans did it. I'm sorry, the Chinese did it in 2015. So they're still running. The Running Man
is still
running. That's a
book by Henry Patterson?
Yeah, that's what it says. Hold on a second. It was a novel. By Joanne Carroll Holly under the pseudonym of J. Hunter Holly. I don't know here. I'm clicking on this right now. Let's see what this says. Who'd you just say?
Well, didn't you bring up some Patterson guy? Like, how did we get to the running?
I brought up that old timer Patterson just died. Henry okay. Patterson, All right. whose pen name was Jack Higgins, died. And I said, there's something about those people.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah, they're just tough. You know, people are in their 80s are nice. They've ran
the gauntlet.
They have ran the gauntlet, right?
I thought he wrote the Running Man.
That segued into Running Man was the Hunger Games before there was the Hunger Games, right?
Okay.
What's that theory in writing that there's only seven stories?
Yeah. Yeah, we have that theory in songwriting about love.
Right, there's only seven stories, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Happiness. Is it seven or 11?
It's like seven themes, seven right. common themes.
Yes. So anyway, and then that that got us into, I don't even know how we got into this deal, because I don't remember what we started to talk about, and then just the wheels came off as usual.
Well, we got to talking about bedtime. We got to talking about the Higgins guy that passed away, and how hugely successful he was. And I don't know that he is probably a household name.
I think what you said when we were talking about all these movies, and it was the eagle has landed, and you said, who wouldn't want to watch a movie about Nazis kidnapping
Winston Churchill?
Winston Churchill. And I said, for the time, and the reason why I remember to this day, that's how I figured out who it was, because to go through the Eagles movies in my head, because that was the stuff that my dad took us to watch and watch when I was a little kid. You know, he would take us to that, or 75 was probably a remake. So 75 from 45 is 30 years. So that's like all the old dudes. And I told you there was a lot of World War II guys around still. So that's like all the first Gulf War guys driving around with Gulf War veteran. They're in their 50s now, and they'll go watch that, right? Because they seen Nazis, and they who knew Churchill was, and that was the deal, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I grew up. My grandpa, you know, he loved war. I mean, you would think that if you lived through World War II, okay, and saw death and all the destruction, I don't know why would you want to keep watching movies about it. I don't know, but my grandpa loved it.
I think part of that could be. Dude, there's a lot to unpack with that. And I don't know if I'm in the mood in okay. I started to say that's because those people, I mean, they didn't buy Japanese. I mean, I remember my grandpa's brothers and stuff. Yeah. They bought American, by God, and they went to their grave hating the Japanese over stuff they'd saw in the 40s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So those people were men back there, right? I mean, they were tough. There's two things. I think the ones that you're thinking, wouldn't that upset them, right? If you went through all that mayhem of whatever, why would you watch a movie with it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like relive it.
Well, I think at some point, you know, a lot of places, I think they left it on the battlefield back then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I meant by that is they were given free rein to kill whoever needed to be killed as long as they needed to be killed. And they didn't have the emotional start, go, stop. You know what I mean? Some of these kids nowadays, they're in combat one day and they're back home watching TV because they get 2 weeks off. Well, we can fly home tomorrow, pack your bag, you're home tomorrow, but you only got to stay in 14 days and you got to go back. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
They don't have the unlimited. I mean, it's almost like hobby war to some people, and not the people that are fighting it, but the people that are in charge, right? I mean, didn't you read all them articles about all these generals that have moved on to be, you know, going to Iraq and Afghanistan? It was just like touching base, and they lived there for a year, and then they got the next promotion, and it was never about winning or solving problems. It was about touching the base for 365 days so you can get promoted again, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that didn't happen as much in those days. But I think in those days, those dudes were just tougher, maybe. But, I mean, think of American Sniper and think all the war movies now that people, the guys that were over there, they watch these movies today. Right?
Probably, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know anybody that, that's, you know, what I'm saying, fresh out of.
Well, I mean, I know a few people, but I'd never ask them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to wrap my head around how, like I said, somebody could survive some of that stuff and then
turn it into a a book that sold 150 million copies. Think about that.
Well,
that, did it sell 150 or is that his total?
His total was 250 million. That one, The Eagle Has Landed, sold 50 million. Like, that's incomprehensible to me.
I mean, who sells 50 million these days?
Books? I don't think anybody does.
You don't think the
let's
the voodoo witch woman from England? What was her name?
Oh, J.K.
Harry Rowling. Potter.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. Surely she sold 50 million, didn't she?
Probably, but that's been a while. Think about it. Like, we were just looking up because our producer for the one album we did, he produced Aaron Lewis's last album that went number one, okay? And it was a kind of a big deal a couple months ago. But to get a number one album these days, like on the country chart, when, you know, George Strait, Taylor Swift, Alan Jack, you know, all those guys back in the 90s and early 2000s, Garth Brooks, they put out an album. And if it didn't sell a million copies in the first week, they considered it unsuccessful. Okay. Now, to be the number one album on the country chart, it literally takes about 10,000 album sales. And that's not even like real sales.
Because nobody's buying albums, or what's going on? Well,
nobody, that's not the way people consume. They don't consume music that way. They stream it. And so if an album gets released on iTunes, and somebody downloads 10 of the same song, you know, like the single that's out or whatever, well, that'll count then as an album sale, even though all the songs in the album were bought. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy how how you can compare success now versus then. And in books, it can't be much different because people just read stuff on their Kindle, just consume it digitally rather than go. Like, I, when it comes to books, and I got to think that the most of our listeners are in our demographic. I mean, I'd rather have that book in my hand. I mean, I just can't get used to like reading a book.
I got a stack of iPad. Yeah, I got a stack of books. And I was just thinking that while I got a stack of magazines next to my bed, and I used to sit down and read, and I can't. I don't.
I
used to.
I got seven books sitting beside my Lazy Boy that are waiting. I'm in the middle of one.
They're waiting for you to read them. Is that what you were going to say?
Two I've read so far. One I'm in the middle of, and there's four more to go. Four more. So I'm always, if I see a book I like, I buy it, and I know I'll get to it eventually.
I don't know. You know what? After my brother's demise, raises his head. Oh, boy. You know?
Here we go. Yeah.
Hundreds of books.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to buy another book. Uh-huh.
Now, what if it was his taste like yours?
No, I mean, not. I mean, some history, a lot of work. What's his name's book where the Eagles Landed?
Oh, yeah.
The book we were just talking about.
He had that book.
And he had the whole Harry Potter series, too. Huh?
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Just padding their stats.
Well, I think in the latest years, he's just like you said, well, I'm going to read that. You know?
Oh, yeah. Never got to it.
Well, I don't know what he did or didn't, right?
Well, I guess you're right, yeah.
But I was looking at J.K. Rowling, 500 million.
500 million.
The Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone sold 120 million copies alone.
Wow. Why would she ever stop writing them?
I'm going to tell you why. I pulled into a Casey's General Store this afternoon after turkey hunting, and that's why I'm tired, because it's youth turkey season. So I spent all morning in a turkey blind with my kid trying to convince some wild turkeys that we were wild turkeys, which failed.
Wait, you spent all day drinking wild turkey? What?
Playing wild turkey. Uh-huh. I did call in some geese, if you can believe that.
And, with a turkey call?
With a turkey call, yeah, because I think that we were – you'd have to see where we were hunting. There's some duck ponds there, and we were at the edge of them. Anyway, this big set of soon-to-be nesting geese, no doubt, thought we were trespassing.
Oh, so, I came to investigate.
My son wouldn't shoot him because that's the way he is, and but I wouldn't let him. And I pulled into Casey's General Store today, and I bought a winning. I don't know if it's a winning, but I bought a Powerball and a Mega Millions because I had a dream the other night. I won a Powerball, and the ones I had in my truck console didn't win, so I had to buy a new one to make the dream come true.
Sounds right. Reasonable. Yeah.
And my reasonable. Son said, "Daddy, what are you going to do if you win that money? How much is it?" And I said, "Well, it's 260 million. You probably get about 100, 120 tops." And he said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "You know what? I'm going to buy you a big farm over there and watch you take care of it."
He was pretty. Was he pretty excited about the prospect?
Yeah, he wants a big old Case Challenger with tracks on it. He wants a something. And then he said, "Serious?" And I said, "No, actually, I want to give you kids all the money, and I'm just going to be left alone. That's all I want. I'm going to give you $40 million apiece. Just leave me alone this week, next weekend, and find somebody to do your freaking laundry."
I think it may be cheaper just to send them off to boarding school and hire a maid.
Nope.
Hire
doesn't matter. It's not about the money. It's about the experience.
It's about the experience. Oh God.
It's about the experience. You know, I spent a night. We were hunting in North Missouri, and we went into a hotel room. Because I got out of the camper business a couple of years ago because I figured out I could spend a hotel. I could stay in a hotel like, I don't know, 300 or 400 times. The little old country Best Western there close to our farm. I could stay in there, and I don't remember what it was. Depending on what time of the year and how much they charged me, between 300 and 600 times for what cost this big camper I had went for, you know?
Can I get those statistics so that I can present them to Christy?
Yeah, so anyway.
as I prepare to get our camper out of store, winter storage.
Yeah, don't have a camper. Don't have it. You know, I'll tell you how crazy this. I got this I'm barely getting my old Chevy truck broke in at 376,000 miles. My transmission started acting up. And I kept driving it. Huh?
Hard to believe.
And my transmission went out, and I didn't get it fixed immediately because my brother told me the old truck ain't worth fixing, which segues into a whole nother conversation. So to make a long story even longer, I ended up going turkey hunting for the first time in my life in my Chevy Impala. Okay. Because it's prom weekend. I got a new, as you know, I got a F-150 Super Crew four-wheel drive, fancy truck. But I wasn't able to keep that. I wasn't able to take that hunting because it's prom weekend and my wife was picking up some teenage girls and she had to have the pickup. So my cowboy, my youngest son, who wants to be the farmer slash cowboy, it was beneath him to ride in a Chevy Impala to a hotel to go turkey hunting. Because he thought we needed a truck. Because originally when we go up there, I usually have my big Chevy truck and I put my big four-wheel drive four-wheeler in the back of it. And I said, well, you know, we're going to do old school like when I was a kid. And we're going to walk across that field.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want any part of that.
Well, I told him, I said, if you think this Chevy Impala is cramping your style, your grandpa Jim, my dad, used to take us deer hunting in a Ford Escort diesel, a 1984 Ford Escort diesel.
What? Wait a second.
So they made a diesel and wouldn't even pull off the blacktop, huh?
Wait a second. They made a diesel Ford Escort.
My son said, "This is what my son said. What are we going to do with the turkey once we kill it?" And I said, "Well, kill one first and let me worry about it." And he goes, "No, really?" And I said, "We'll put it in the trunk." And I said, "That's what your grandpa Jim used to tell us when he would take us to the Ford Escort. What are we going to do with deer when we kill it? You kill one and let me worry about it."
Well, I can't wait to say, I don't remember Ford Escort ever being a diesel.
Oh, yeah. He had a diesel, and then he got rear-ended, and then he had a little extra money because of that, I guess. Because, you know, the insurance is paying for it or whatever. And then he upgraded to a Tempo diesel.
Oh, my God. A Ford Tempo diesel.
And then he upgraded from that to a, he had a two-wheel drive Chevy Suburban diesel. Probably late 80s, early 90s, 90, 89, 90, 91. The old 62 non-turbo, huh?
Are you sure this that wasn't like a Foxworthy joke? Like, you know you're a redneck when you go turkey hunting in a Ford
diesel?
Escort
no,
diesel.
I'm telling
a
you, Ford you Escort diesel. Look it right here. I'm gonna look one up right here. I can't even, you know, Escort. I saw a guy the other day with a Ford Escort wagon and when I was getting gas.
I just saw a guy with a Ford Escort. My high school girlfriend's mom had a Ford Pinto wagon.
Well,
How about that?
Did they put a V8 in it? When I was in high school, they'd always put the
V8. I might have drank a V8 in it.
The Escort was a 1980 to 2003. They made them all the way into 2000s. I do not remember that. Powertrains available. Uh-huh. First world. First generation. This was the first generation, 80 to 84, probably. 86. Hold on. I'm looking it up here. Yep. They had a 2.0 Mazda RF diesel.
Mm-hmm. You know, I... This is the greatest part of this is I'm imagining all of our listeners like going, oh, that's what you guys had. I had a way worse car.
It wasn't way worse. It was pretty new at the time. I mean, really, it was, there used to be a big ad in the St. Louis paper that said, remember when the car dealers would advertise in the newspaper?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it would say, whatever it was, you know, $59.99, $95, and they'd go down there and they wouldn't have it, right? Remember, they wouldn't have it, and it was just a ploy to get you in there to buy the. I'll give you a prime example. In '88, he bought a brand new, before he got the diesel Suburban. He bought a brand new F-250 in 1988. Okay.
Yeah.
He went down there and they had it, you know. I don't remember what it was, $89.99 or $99. You know, it's hard to imagine a brand new truck costing $10,000, but that's about all it was. And he went down there and said, I want this truck. And they said, we don't have any. And this lot's probably got 300 vehicles in it, and it's all about getting you in there. And then they're going to, well, that's a base model. And they may only had one or two that day when they bought the ad, right? That was a big trick. They would buy the ad when they had one or two on the lot. They'd get you in there, and they'd try to get you to buy the XLT Lariat, right?
Yeah, of course. But
in 88, he bought a brand spanking new two-wheel drive pickup with a six-cylinder, five-speed, no air conditioning.
God, I can't even believe it.
And I took, it's funny, it's prom weekend. I took it to prom, which is this time of the year, right? And we had to roll the windows down because it was warm. And it didn't have no air conditioning, but it was a brand new truck. What do you think of that? God. And I just remember people going, your dad bought a brand new truck with no air. And I was like, yep.
Because it had the floor vents and the triangle window.
Oh, yeah,
window.
You reach down and pull that thing at your feet and feel like a fan, remember?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And the triangle window on the front, wing windows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, wing windows, you flip them around. You know, I went to a high school with a dude named Stan T. Let's just leave it at that. And people know he had air conditioning in his vehicles, and he wouldn't turn on because it wastes too much money.
Oh yeah,
too much gas. So what's worse, not having it or having it and not using it, right?
Exactly.
You know those people, right? It's going to waste too much gas.
And there's absolutely no truth to that, is there?
No. It would be so minimal that
it's like me leaving the fan on at night when I sleep. Like it does, it's not using. It's not using enough electricity. I wouldn't think, but
nowadays, like my house, I got all the LEDs and stuff. Like I showed somebody the day. I can think of three or four people I showed. And they go, my God, doesn't it cost? And I said, no. What do you mean, no? And I said, look. They've been all day, and you can touch it with your hand. They're not even hot. It's like a fake light.
Oh, good Lord, times have changed. Uh-huh. Times have changed. I think back to how we grew up as kids and all, you know, the energy crisis we went through. And
this is what I can't figure out is if we cut corners on everything, how come we weren't rich?
Listen, we certainly weren't rich. We,
the thing that bothers me the most, and I don't even know how we ended up here, is, you know, do you ever remember them telling you don't watch too much TV, it strains your eyes?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. They never said don't carry in so much firewood, it strains your arms, or don't cut too much grass. Back. You know what I mean? It strains your back or whatever.
My dad never said, hey, look, don't hoe too much in a garden. It's gonna leave calluses. You know, never said that. I'm all about the cutting wood, all that stuff. They didn't care about that. They're really worried about our eyesight.
Yep, watching that TV.
And we weren't allowed to stay. Hey, we weren't allowed to stay in front of the microwave either.
That's right. But you damn sure get in the back of that truck with no seatbelt and ride to town, couldn't you? All right. While they were driving, trying to. Open a beer in one hand, light a cigarette with the other. tank behind the seat. What?
Don't stand in front of the microwave.
Turn them forwards with the gas tank behind the seat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. But if you stood in front of the microwave, you stood a chance of dying of radiation.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time. Never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.